Everybody worldwide, you're now tuned into Tommy and
Grace Brown.
So our previous episode, we were talking about keeping it sexy. And this week, we're going to talk about when your partner throws shade at you because they start to act real reality star-like.
We are not talking about that.
We are going to talk about
that. No, we're not.
Let's talk about it. So we set out to do 10 podcasts.
Right.
We've made it up to number 9.
This is number 9.
This is number 9. Very exciting. It's been a long journey. It's been a long 4 months. We started this back in early October, believe it or not. Right? And we set out to do this to basically help reinforce against some of the negative energies or images that we see in media and online and so forth. So, you know, as far as reality TV and all the extra stuff that you see, we wanted to say there are normal people out there who go through normal things.
Right.
So we just figured that we'll address it.
Right.
So what is the hype? You know, I still don't understand the hype with reality TV, you know, because I don't know. I just think it puts such a false image in people's mind in which they think that that's the way you're supposed to live.
You're supposed to act, yeah. You know?
But do you really think that true adults really look at reality TV like that? Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm entertained by it.
Right.
Not all of it. Some of it I'm entertained by. And, you know, I like to detach myself from reality and look at some of the ratchetness, you know, but...
I think there are a lot of young girls and women who look at that and imitate it.
So, you have a teenage daughter. How do you, you know, guide her into saying, this is not reality TV, and this is reality?
Well, I've always brought her up to carry and conduct herself as a young lady. And she knows that what she sees on TV is not the way a young lady is supposed to act.
Nice. None of our sons, they don't even watch that stuff. Not even.
Yeah, they're not even.
They're like...
you know, Corey, he kind of tries and peeks sometimes.
But he's not.
I'm just him as an
We have scientists and computer geeks, pretty much, when it comes to the boys. Yeah.
But as far as, like, relationships and stuff... You know, it's sad that you don't see that on television, you know?
Well, you know, we never really talk about current events, but let's talk about the legacy of the Cosby Show and how that's basically
been... Right, and how we would look up to that. And...
Removed, you know, now basically this man is being judged for something that we don't know whether or not he is guilty or not, but it has basically tarnished the legacy that he's built up, you know, the thing that we would look up to every Thursday at 8 o'clock on Channel 4.
Right.
You know, to say... And the Cosby Show back then was just so far from our reality because I didn't know any doctors, any of my friends whose parents were doctors and lawyers. I won't say don't own brownstone because we know a few people own brownstones.
Who were married with children.
Married with children and still together and not multiple wives. And it just reinforced that positive image.
Yeah, like it can be done.
Right. And then... Now, so many years later, we're saying,
oh, you don't need a man. You can go and you can do it all by yourself.
But not only that, it's just we've disconnected the sense of positive imagery and words, you know, until now. It's almost like everyone is entitled to their opinion, but some people will say, you know, like, oh, he's just a dirty dog anyway. I always knew he was up to something. And, it just... automatically like we're supposed to forget all the great things that show did when it was out.
Right.
Or even him as a character and some things that he did for other people. You know, I find it interesting how society can say that you're good on one hand and if you do one thing wrong, now all of a sudden you're no good anymore. You know, like we're quick to cast judgment, but only on certain individuals. You know, because there's other people who can do things and then you just look at them and you say, oh, okay, they were going through a moment and they've cleaned themselves, they've cleaned themselves up and now it makes it better. So I think we need more positive images on radio, on TV, magazines,
like
newspaper. I've always tried to be. You know, and that's something that, you know, I really walk the walk. So when you see me, I'm always clean. I'm never slouching. Very humble, despite what people may think. I believe in being a leading example in my community to show people that you can do certain things. You don't have to be like what anyone thinks you should or shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, so that's been the most beautiful thing about doing this podcast.
You know? Doing it together.
Yeah, it's been painful at some times, but yes.
No, it has.
It has. You give me a hard time.
I do.
So, you know, if there's any other thing you want to add to this podcast, I don't know. It's pretty much all over the place.
I just want to say, you know, that we started out young, and like you said, all we had was the Cosby Show as, you know, something to look forward to as far as relationship and family. And we had to learn a lot along the way. We're still learning. And I just want to tell everyone that, you know, it wasn't always easy. It was a lot of great times. And I'm just looking forward to what else is, you know, there in the future. You know, the kids are off at college. The twins will be gone soon. And we'll be starting a new chapter in our life.
Yeah, you'll continue to grow your brand and just, travel and tour and...
Oh, whatever.
I'll be your Mitch carrying your bags and your camera.
That is not true.
That's pretty much what I do now.
That is not true. You filmed me one time in the store and you said you would never do it again.
And we won't talk about that right now. We'll talk about that other time. So, next week's wrapping up the podcast... in episode number 10, we will talk about the importance of family. And as always, please like, share, subscribe, comment, send us a message.
And if you have a question you want us to answer on the show for our last episode, hit us up. Let us know.
Yeah. Listen us the question in the comments or email TommyDanger@gmail.com or on the blog DangerVision.nyc or... devionics.com. We're just all over the place. Or if you want Savings by Grace on YouTube.
Oh my goodness.
You want to randomly leave a comment? You can do that too. And until next week, fly it out.